Ex-NBA basketball star Lamar Odom says he's addicted to sex and claims that he's had sex with more than 2,000 women. That's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of women.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I think so. It includes.
I don't care who you are, Delcone. That's a big number.
I think it is.
Yeah, you're rolling dice.
But who's counting, though?
That's not for me. That's not me. First of all, I can't.
Yeah.
But
Well, he says it includes Steve.
I've seen 2,000 women I wanted to, but I haven't. No way.
I don't know you count it up like that. But anyway, he said.
I mean, you know, if you just go by fine women, I've seen millions of fine women. But mm-hmm. I'm just saying, 2,000 sleep with them? Wow. That's a big number.
A lot of that was group activity, too, now. Gotta keep that.
I don't give a damn if it was group, single, whatever. 2,000 people?
Yeah, that's a lot. And that includes strippers and prostitutes.
We need to see your medical.
Yeah, a large number of them is going to be that, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lamar comes clean about his sex life in his soon-to-be-released book, Darkness to Light. There were so many strippers to count. I am a sex addict, Lamar Odom said in an excerpt of his book. Also in the book, Lamar admits he cheated on Khloe Kardashian during their marriage, and she found out. I was shocked and embarrassed, Lamar told People magazine. I wanted to take it back, but you can't. You can't take that back. He said, I wanted to hide it, but that sixth sin was hard for me to hide. I had a problem. Lamar's vices all came to a head at the Love Ranch brothel back in Nevada in 2015. We all remember this, when he overdosed during a cocaine and booze-fueled binge.
Came to a head, huh?
Yeah, and he said something about he would like, you know, to get to a place where he and Khloe can at least be friends now, moving forward.
That probably ain't going to happen, homie. Just go ahead, though. Yeah, that probably ain't going to happen.
And then forgiving.
No, that ain't going to. You know, just wrote in the book 2,000 women.
Yeah.
She'd just gone through this with this other tall-ass basketball player.
Oh, yeah.
She about through with y'all.
Yeah,
she about through with y'all. You ain't going to say that so we can get to a place we can be friends. No, man. Pardon it. Just go and do something else. Well, just apologize to the girl. You know, try to be decent about that. You know, that's what I say to men. Look, I've made a lot of mistakes in my life.
Mm-hmm.
At least apologize so a woman can feel whole. Admit where you're wrong. You know, man, allow a woman to be whole. Don't be a dog about it. And go on about your business. And just leave her alone, man. Just leave her alone. Just let it go. Y'all ain't finna be friends.
But she took care of him. You know, she helped him get back, you know.
She did way and above.
Yeah, she sure did.
Yeah, she was way beyond.
She really did.
You know, with a man that she had no children with.
Yeah.
She
was
that girl right there.
And they tried. Yeah,
that girl right there cared.
Yeah.
Yes, she did. She cared for him.
And
so that's cool. I like Lamar. I don't see this. Just, hey, man.
And she's a good person. And that's why I think she may forgive him and maybe.
Forgive him is cool. Yeah. But y'all ain't finna be
He gonna need some physicals, though. He need a lot of physicals.
Yeah. Before
you touch me or anyone in here.
I was saying, you need to see your medical record. How many pages is that?
Get your hands up.
Jeez. You guys.
He can't even pass me a fork.
Perel!
Wait, what? What?
He can't even pass me a fork.
Mm. He's okay now. He's fine now.
Yeah.
This is in his past.
His physical got him. It's probably longer than the Mueller report. It's going to be
Did he say the Mueller report?
You heard him. You heard what he said.
But Tommy, the book.
The book.
Well, see, the most scary, he ain't got no medical report.
Oh, that's bad.
I ain't got no medical report. Ain't nothing wrong with me. No, 2,000.
2,000 people?
Now, that's a big number.
Let me show you something.
2,000?
I'm finna show you something.
All right, coming up next, the nephew is here with the prank phone call for
2,000 today. 2,000 women, that's 666 boxes of three-pack condoms.
I hope he used them.
Prank that's... phone call coming up after this, Steve.
I'm just trying to tell you what's going on. If he ain't got that number right, you damn sure got that medical report.